You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. This Coach's Corner program every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Once again, another edition of the Coach's Corner. Unfortunately, though, this one talking the end of the season with a couple of coaches. We've got the Lamar's Community Basketball coaches joining us this week, Cody Deercup and Dave Irwin. We're going to have Coach Deercup on here coming up in just a few minutes in the not-too-distant future. Dave Irwin will be joining us a little bit later on in the program. And we're waiting to have Mike Langle on to see if we've got some state tournament stuff to talk about with him next week Saturday, or if it would be the end of the season for Coach Langle. We'll do one final show with Coach Langle coming up next week, or maybe have two more shows with him talking about the state tournament and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Of course, that then leads into me reminding you that we're going to have some high school basketball on our airwaves tonight here on KLEM Radio. We've got sub-state final, Galen Catholic taking on 7th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's. The game is at the Lamar's Community Gym. We'll have all the action for you, starting with the pregame coverage at 6:40. Tip-off will follow at 7 o'clock. You can catch it all right here on KLEM Radio and on KLEM1410.com. Boy, is that going to be a fun game tonight. You're going to want to come on out if you can, but if you can't, make sure you tune in right here for all the play-by-play action. We'll have every dribble documented for you here on the radio. So that's what's going to be coming up tonight. Underway here the last few days has been the final finishing touches on the girls basketball season. The regional finals are now completed across the state of Iowa. Last night, the Hinton Blackhawks lost to Central Lyon in the regional final, 61-33, but Hinton had a 20-win season for the first time since 2014. So good showing by Coach Matt Leary and the crew. And hopefully they can come back better than ever for next season. Of course, it was state bowling down in Waterloo, so congrats to the Bulldogs on a great showing, and the MMCRU Remsen St. Mary's boys bowlers for making it to state. Natalie Vanderloo placed 4th individually for the Bulldog girls at the bowling state tournament. And then we also want to give a shout-out to Remsen St. Mary's girls. The Hawks punched their ticket to state. They defeated Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Thursday night, 51-43. So some good things happening all around Plymouth County as far as the sports scene is concerned. And we've got some more good things still to come, I have to imagine, with the Hawks at the state tournament and tonight's sub-state final. Of course, we can't quite put a bow on the winter season yet until the basketball season comes to its end. But let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the Lamar's Community girls basketball team. That's Coach Cody Deercup. His team season came to an end last week Saturday against the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. Second year in a row. Same ball game, same place, and same team. The regional semifinal to Bishop Heelan. So we got to talk about that contest and what's next going forward for Coach Deercup and the girls basketball program. That's coming up. When you come back, we'll be back in about 90 seconds with Coach Deercup here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Corner for another Saturday. This program, every Saturday, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Draco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Daniel Verstang with you. Pleased to be joined one more time this season by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Basketball Team. That's Coach Cody Deercup. His team losing in the regional semifinal this past Saturday to the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. But another great season for the Bulldogs, Coach. I think a lot of people always kind of, put the success of a season on how its last game went, whether that be a win, whether that be a loss, things like that. For you, what is this year's success, kind of determined on, and what kind of things can you point to and say, yeah, you know what, we did have a good season as a whole?
Yeah, I think it's unfair to do that to any team, because right. If that was the case, then in each class there would only be 8 really good basketball teams getting the credit, because that's how many make the state tournament.
Right.
Our success goes way beyond how that last game played out for us. Now that the season's over, I'm kind of able to, things slow down a little bit, and I'm able to look at numbers and compare where we were last year to where we finished this year. And our girls made a huge jump from the success that they had last year in 2021 to where we finished here in 2022, 2023. We're averaging more points per game. We finished the season with like 55 less turnovers than we did last season, which is huge, and a couple more wins. So there's a ton of positives that came out of this season, and I hope that the girls in the community can see that.
Yeah, especially for your group of girls out there, because a lot of them were starting as sophomores last year and underclassmen, and I think it gets all kind of lost in the wash sometime how young last year's team was and really how much potential this year's team still has, especially playing in a Missouri River Conference, Coach, that well and good, that a lot of time this league can be dominated by seniors. So the fact that you've been able to win so much with this group of girls kind of says a lot.
It really does. And you're exactly right. Every team, it seems like they have at least 3 or 4 seniors every year, and we haven't had that. We've always had good groups of seniors come through, but it hasn't been, numbers wise, it hasn't been, that many. So I think next year will be the first year that we'll have, 6 to 8 seniors that are going to, depending on how many girls continue to go out and stay out, but they'll have a large group of seniors, and that will help them a ton next year. I think that you got to remember, they all started for us as sophomores, and so the expectations are high as juniors, but you got to remember that at the end of the day, we're still, high school kids that are continuing to learn about the game of basketball, and, we don't expect them to be where they need to be until, their senior year. That's when we really want, them to shine. So I've always appreciated the, how they allowed me to coach them and our assistant coaches to coach them. They've always done a good job of, accepting what we gave them, and I think next year will really pay off for them.
Yeah, I think so as well. I'm really looking forward to what their senior year has in store, and this junior year for them, and this year as a whole for your team coming to an end against Bishop Heelan on Saturday night. Coach, if you can just kind of talking about that contest a little bit, what kind of things were you able, or I guess have you been able to take out of that game now that the sting of the loss has kind of hopefully passed by?
So, you never want to, when pairings come out, you never want to see yourself have to play, the number 3-2 team or 3 team in the state of Iowa. With that being said, it's such a fun game to coach in and play in that you know, Coach Drachman and Coach Phelan and Coach Burks and I are sitting there before the game, and you know, we're excited to be there. And our kids feel the same exact way. I've always appreciated how they've never backed down from really good basketball teams. They've always wanted to compete and play at a high level and play in those big games. And those games, unfortunately, you know, we've came out on the wrong end of it the last couple of years, but those are games that they're going to remember. They're not going to remember a lot of them that happened throughout the season. Those big games are fun. And, you know, we started out that game, had a really nice first quarter defensively. We're right where we needed to be. Maybe we didn't score as much, but if we're going to defend like we did, you know, we'll take it. Things kind of got a little bit more difficult for us in the second quarter, and we were stuck on 8 points for the longest time, and then we were stuck on 11 points for the longest time. And then we kind of had an offensive explosion in the fourth quarter, and unfortunately, I think that was just a little bit too late when you're playing against a good basketball team that, you know, scores consistently and continues to get tips consistently. One thing I'll give Helan credit for is, you know, they didn't allow us to take as many three-point shots as they have in the past, and that hurt us because some of our scoring comes from the three-point line. We usually take about 25 threes a game, and we are only able to take 16. So, you know, when you lose a close game like that, if we're able to get a couple more shots up, who knows what would happen. Maybe a couple more shots fall, and it's a different result at the end. But I give them a ton of credit. Their defense bothered us.
Absolutely. Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. You talk about that stretch in the second quarter when you had eight from the bleed over the first quarter, and then you hit that three with Jalen Marino, and then you were stuck on 11. But it never felt like, Coach, you were totally out of the game. You guys were still getting looks. You guys were still getting some shots up, maybe not the quantity you wanted, but how tough is it for any team, really, to you know, do everything right to get the shot that you guys want on a possession, and then you know, the last 2% of it, the ball going in the hoop, just doesn't happen for you?
You know, all year we talked about, you know, shot selection and at what point in the shot clock is a good shot and what's a bad shot. And as the season went on, our girls definitely got way better at figuring that out. When you're playing against Helan, you kind of have to, you know, still take good shots, but you have to take what their defense gives you at times too. And I felt like in the second quarter, you're right, we were getting really good looks. They were from, I would say, about mid-range, and they were contested looks too. And a lot of them kind of went tick, 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 and then fell right out of the hoop. And, you know, unfortunately, just the ball didn't bounce our way in the second quarter. And, you know, that was a factor in the game. And I give our girls a ton of credit for continuing to take those shots and you know, wanting the ball in their hands and trying to make something happen.
Yeah, and they definitely did make something happen in the second half, Coach. You talked about that fourth quarter a little bit. And, again, just the fight your team shows. I feel like we bring this up all the time, and whether or not that's a good thing, whether with the game scenario that we have to bring this up in a lot of times, yeah. but it is a good thing with how your team always says, hey, look, we're in a ball game, we're gonna put something together, and by darn it, we're gonna give ourselves a chance at the end. I mean, just the ability of your team to always put something together late in contests is really impressive.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about those girls. They, you know, when you go into a huddle and, you know, ask them to look you in the eyes and you tell them that, you know, we're not out of this and everything's okay, we're fine. You know, it's one thing for me to say it, and it's another thing for, you know, me to say it and them to believe it and go out there and play like they believe it. And that's what they've always done. I love that about them. You know, like you said, it would have been nice if we can talk about this and say that things went our way and that we won, you know, two or three more throughout the season that were tight, but we did it. And, you know, it's a learning process, like we mentioned earlier. And, you know, maybe this had to happen so we can learn from it so they can do really, really big things next year and make a run at the state tournament again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jalen Marino was your top scorer on Saturday with 10 points off the bench. She hit a couple threes for you. They were big, but, Coach, I really like seeing her get to the free throw line a few times. I mean, you don't talk about an outside shooter really getting to the free throw line a ton just because that's not their game. But what did she have going for her to at least give her a couple of you know, free opportunities, free chances to put points on the board.
Yeah, she was trying to make something happen, and we encouraged them to try to continue to get downhill and get in gaps and you know, draw help and share, or like you just said, get to the free throw line and knock some free throws down. And Jaylen is extremely explosive. I think she's even more explosive than she gives herself credit for, and she had to handle the ball for us a little bit more in that game than she typically does because of the foul trouble that we were in. And, you know, talk about being young. You know, she played for us last year as a freshman. She's just a sophomore this year and is getting 10 for us in a, you know, regional semifinal game against the state tournament team. So she has an extremely bright future in basketball, and she's a good, hardworking kid. And, you know, like I said, we love seeing her, you know, take chances.
You know, Coach, this was kind of the deal with the last time you guys played Helan at their place. You know, you guys had a great game. You guys were leading throughout the majority of that contest, but it was so impressive to see you do that without a lot of the times without Sarah Brown being your top scorer, and that was kind of the same deal again. Coach, how difficult is it for a player like Sarah, or maybe Meta's going to start getting this attention next year too, who knows, for either one of them, to be kind of the sole focus of a defense everywhere they go? They're mirroring them. They're not letting them get any space to take a shot. How tough is it for someone like that to still have an impact and you know, try and make those plays for you and go do something like you talk about?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the next step for both, you know, Meta and Sarah. And Sarah, you know, had a great freshman season for us, and you know, she kind of took the conference, we'll say, by surprise, maybe a little bit because of just her being a freshman. Her sophomore year, everybody knew who she was, so they made it, you know, a priority to get a hand in her face and, you know, get her off the 3-point line. And she knew that going into her junior season. And, you know, she scored more than 300 points for us this year. And I think she responded really well to that and had a great season for us and figured out different ways to score. And, you know, she is a shooter, yes, but I felt like the takes that she was getting, or, you know, throughout the season, when she would take it to the hoop, I felt like her takes were better this year than they were, you know, last year. And she got to the line more this year than she did last year and really developed, you know, took her game to another level this year. Helan made it a priority to not let her shoot threes in the corner. That's one of the weak spots in a 1-3-1. They didn't really make it a weak spot, you know, on Saturday when we played them, so give them credit again there for not letting Sarah get going. And then, you know, the second time we played Helan, we tried to get Meta touches at high post. They kind of took that away from us too, so we just kind of, the couple of ways that worked for us the second time we played them didn't really work the last time we played them.
That's I guess that's what makes Helan a state tournament team. They make those adjustments. They've get in a weak spot exploited, and they know how to make it not a weak spot in the future. Coach, you know, a loss like this, but you know, you again, we've been reflecting a little bit, and I'll ask you to do that again with Peyton Wright as a senior. I know in this kind of day and age, especially, maybe not so much at high school, but a lot of times at you know, the college level, you get to a program, you get to a spot, and you think I'm going to start, I'm going to be the star, and then it doesn't happen, and you think, well, I'll just transfer, I'll quit, I'll, you know, do all these things. But, you know, you don't see that out of Peyton. She got to start for you on senior day. She's had to have a lot of impact for you off the bench. How much has a player like her, you know, just sticking it out, being still a leader while not, you know, being on the starting lineup, how much has she meant to this program?
She's meant a ton to the program. You know, for her to set that example for the girls, the younger girls, you know, to not quit even though you're not starting is huge. You know, basketball is a game where you need, you know, 8, 9, 10, however many you're going to come off your bench that you need to help you win the game. I mean, you need more than just 5 is what I'm saying. And, you know, she's a perfect example of that. She was a great teammate. I felt like, you know, she never – you know, made it about herself, and she wanted to do what's best for the team. And, you know, for 22 games this year, that was coming off the bench and, you know, asking, you know, doing whatever we asked her to do. So that says a lot about her. You know, I feel like basketball and life, there's a lot of life lessons that you can learn throughout playing basketball. And when you have a kid that, you know, isn't fazed by her role, I feel like when she graduates high school and goes to college and gets a job, you know, whatever that may be that she's set. You know, there's some good life lessons that were learned along the way, and I'm confident that she's going to be a highly successful person.
Absolutely, and that's ultimately the vehicle for what high school sports is, to make people better people in the future, and she definitely embodies that. Coach, now it's, you know, a different kind of deal. Coach Irwin may have already spoiled this, so I don't know how much it was supposed to be a secret, but he's mentioned it already with us, so I'll ask you about it. A new venture for you, taking over for Coach Irwin on the boys' side. It's got to be bittersweet for you, because you love these girls, you love the years you've spent with them, but sweet in the sense that you get to take over for a legend and you have a new opportunity in front of you.
100%. These girls have meant the world to me the last couple of years, not even just on the floor, just them stopping by my classroom, how they interact with my kids. They're a big part of how I've developed as a coach the last couple of years, and extremely difficult thing for me to do, but I think it's the right thing to do. I haven't been excited about it really until our season was over, because, you know, we all owed it to each other in the girls program to make a run at the state tournament. That's what we wanted. That's what we set out to do. And, you know, now that the season's been over for a week, I'm more excited for it now. And I know Coach Irwin's kind of built here in Lamar's, and I'm really excited to try to continue on his previous success.
Yeah, and he's had the vote of confidence for you. You know, he's told me in one of our interviews that you know, you kind of remind him of him, you know, when he was starting out as a coach, and just really eager to get things going, to have that kind of you know, drive to you, and to, I guess, have that seen by a guy like Coach Irwin. How much does that you know, impact you? How much does that, you know, just kind of drive you to keep doing bigger and better things?
It makes me even more confident to you know, dive headfirst into this and get it going, because, you know, he's a great basketball coach. 355 wins is an incredible number of wins. And I go back to my first game that I've watched Coach Irwin coach. It was that 2015 state tournament team when they were playing Spirit Lake at MOC, and the atmosphere was great. And I was like, holy cow, this is a large basketball. This has to be something that, you know, I'm a part of, because it's a really special thing. And, you know, the community is great. The players are great. I'm excited to be a part of it. And Coach Irwin and I spend a lot of time together in the coach's office, and I try to watch him as much as I can, you know, when he was coaching games, and, you know, try to emulate some of that when I was on the girls' side of it. And I'm excited to sit down with him and meet more this spring, and, you know, have him as someone that I can always go to and feel comfortable going to ask questions about maybe how he did something, and know that relationship there is a good one, and it's all out of love. And it's going to be a really positive thing.
It's going to be a very positive thing. I'm really looking forward to this step for you, and looking forward to seeing what the path of the boys basketball program is under your tutelage. And of course, you touched on it a little bit earlier on in your answer with the fact that, you know, now you leave a great group of girls that you've enjoyed coaching. But the nice thing is you've set them up for success for whoever ends up taking your place on the girls' side, for ultimately for you, as you watch from the boys' head coaching chair, watch from the bleachers right before your varsity game, coach. What do you hope to see out of next year's Lady Bulldogs that can kind of just make you sit back in the seat and say, you know, I'm proud that we were able to set the foundation of this for whoever comes along next year?
Yeah, I'm going to be the biggest Lamar's girls basketball fan in the gym every night. I can guarantee that. You know, the message to our girls as the season ended was kind of what you mentioned. I'm confident that they're set up for success, and that, you know, I wasn't the one out there making steals in our full court press, hitting threes, knocking down free throws, making big plays, never quitting. That was all them. You know, we tried to coach them to get them to that point, but they were out there doing it. So, for you know, the message was, you guys already have what it takes. You know, you just have to continue to do it. Whoever's on the sideline is who's on the sideline for you next year. But, you know, you guys have what it takes to get it done. And I would love nothing more than be able to go watch them down at the state tournament next year and just, you know, be better basketball players, continue to grow, buy into to that process. But if it ended down in Des Moines, that would be a really special thing for me to go watch them. I'd be really proud of them if they were able to make a run at it. And no matter what, I'm be proud of them, however it ends for next year. But I'm really excited to watch them as a fan next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be fun. And, you know, again, a tough transition overall, but one I'm excited for, and excited for you to take over the boys program and be the biggest girls basketball fan in the bleachers come next season. Coach, we always appreciate your time. We're glad we're going to be able to keep chatting it up with you next year for the Coach's Corner in a different role, but we always appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and we'll look forward to November when that comes around.
Hey, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. We'll take a break. Dave Irwin, the outgoing head coach of the Lamar's Boys Basketball team, will join us. After this break, you're listening to the Coach's Corner here on KLEM.
Let someone you trust do the job. Know how the construction.
We know you need a job done right. We do the work with you in mind. So for your roofing needs, let someone you trust help you out.
Let someone you trust do the job. Know how the construction.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Lamar's Community Boys basketball team. That's Coach Dave Irwin. Not too much longer we can be saying that. His team, unfortunately, came to an end of their season with a loss to Bishop Heelan in overtime on Monday night in the sub-state quarterfinal, wrapping up a tough year record-wise. But, of course, Coach, the memories of your last season definitely outweigh the record. Just tell me, first of all, what being able to have one final year with this program, know it was your last year, and be able to kind of have a good round of lasts. What did that mean to you? And just to be able to you know, tie up the bow on your career.
Well, I think that's the key. You know, I was able to provide some closure. If there were any doubts on what I was going to do coming in, I think I pretty much took care of those, just with the ability to kind of enjoy the last year, even though it wasn't necessarily a year that I would have wanted to have had, or the kids or the other coaches. It was still an opportunity to see some kids grow and develop, and regardless of what our record was, we were a way better basketball team at the end of the year than we were at the beginning. We just didn't necessarily nail down the wins. But, again, anybody that watched us play the first game or the last game, I think they would probably agree that we were a much, much different team.
What kind of things did you see, you know, improvement-wise or do differently? What were some of those things that you really tried to make an effort on your team getting better at? And
that they ultimately showed by the time you guys took the floor on Monday night?
Well, I think it took us quite a while to believe that we, number one, were a really, really good defensive team, that when we really set our mind to it and played good quality team defense, that we were tough. And, you know, it never really translated to creating a lot of great offensive opportunities for us. But, again, we were able to – we can walk away and be able to hang our hat on the fact that we were a real solid defensive team. The other area that I really felt like we grew in, and it probably is way more noticeable to somebody that is with the kids as much as I was and the other coaches were, and I thought a lot of our kids became a lot more confident. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at somebody like Andrew Fifita, who I think for most of his career had come off the bench, was kind of a six-man type of deal, and he was a guy, as the season really progressed, he had to shoulder a big load for us. You know, he was kind of a double-double machine the last part of the year. Mm-hmm. And then you watched a kid like Dylan Sousamill at the beginning of the year. I had to threaten that I wasn't going to play him if he didn't shoot the ball. And you know, he had a stretch in there in the middle of the year where he didn't play very much, maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes at the most. And by the end of the year, he was a kid that I really felt like I had to have on the floor because he was willing to take shots. He was willing to miss shots. And that's, you know, ultimately, that's what you have to be willing to do. If that's what you are, if you're a shooter, you got to be willing to shoot it. If you're not going to shoot it, you might as well not play. So I just saw a lot of little things like that. And then, you know, we started to execute a little better at the end of the year. And that should be the case, but, you know, after 15 games in, I was a little concerned because I wasn't seeing it. And I really just liked how we wrapped up the year.
Yeah, absolutely. A great performance on Monday night, even though it was a loss. I mean, it's still an outstanding game. And, you know, the thing you talk about there with confidence, especially in Andrew and Dylan's case, I assume you'd probably agree with the fact that it wasn't just their offense. You talk about Andrew being a double-double machine. He again pulled down a double-double on Monday with his rebounds. But especially for like a Dylan Sousamill, you threaten him with not playing if he doesn't shoot. He starts shooting, and the rest of his game comes along with the fact that he's, you know, passing the ball around. He plays some pretty good defense for you. How much does that confidence on the offensive end just translate to more confidence defensively or otherwise?
I think it translates to every aspect of the game. You know, the more confidence you have, the more comfortable you become. And the more comfortable you become, the more successful you are. And I think that was, we had a lot of our players just kind of struggled with that confidence a little bit. And the more time, that's what people just don't get. The more time you're on the floor, obviously the more confident you're going to get. And I think we saw that especially with Dylan and Andrew, but there was a number of other guys. I really thought Tegan Kazel was consistent for the most part all year long. I'd like to see him be a little more offensive minded from time to time. You know, I just thought he did a nice job of doing what we needed him to do. You know, he's kind of undersized, and he's not an overly aggressive offensive player, but he had to take on a role where he had to get us in the stuff that we had. He had the ball the majority of the time. So I liked what he did as the season progressed. And you know, there were guys that you may not have noticed it so much from time to time, but everybody had a stretch throughout the year where they contributed in one way or another. And that's the unique thing about this team. You know, I think we talked a number of different times where I want to say it was in the neighborhood of 14 games out of the 22 that we played that we had at least 11 guys score. Mm. And that's unheard of. Mm. And, you know, there was a game, I believe we scored 29 points and we had 11 guys score. So that's a very unique thing, but it also allowed a lot of different guys to get some time on the floor and get their feet wet, so to speak. And hopefully that helps them move forward. And some guys might find out that, hey, you know what, this isn't for me. And that's okay too. I mean, sometimes you gotta experience failure to get yourself on the right track and identify what you need to do to get better, or is it something that you need to change gears and find something different? And that was a, this certainly was a year where I think we're going to have guys experience all of those things.
Dave Irwin's with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. Yeah, they experienced a lot this year, and you know, experienced a great ball game on Monday night. Coach, talking a little bit about it, I know we went in depth a little bit with it Monday night during the post game, but what can you say more about the fight your team showed? I mean, Helan probably now looks like the favorite to win the sub-state final and go to state, and you took them to overtime. You nearly had the win against them. You had them on the ropes the entire ball game. What'd you see as far as the fight's concerned, and how your team just didn't want the season to die like that?
Well, and believe it or not, what I saw on Monday is kind of a lot of the things that you and I talked about throughout the year that we just didn't see, and a lot of it was simply toughness. It was heart. It was all sorts of things that I questioned off and on throughout the year. You know, I just didn't see it from us. You know, if you'd have talked to me after game 14 or 15, I thought we had a bunch of kids that had just kind of cashed it in for the year. And then we have some success against, maybe not winning games, but we had some success of playing teams pretty tough. You know, when you look at the Sioux City East game, and then you throw in AL, and obviously Helan's in there, and I thought we did a lot of nice things. Our last regular season game at South Sioux, and I think we just kind of, it was finally a game where we put some things together, and we went out there and just played. You know, nobody in the gym expected us to be where we were in that game. And I just kept telling the guys, this is the fun part about basketball. When the expectations are not on you, it's time to just go out and play and see what you can do, and smile throughout the game and just enjoy it. And by gosh, our guys did that. But the most impressive part was they had a number of opportunities in that game to cash it in just as well, you know, down 7 to start the fourth quarter. I mean, and things really weren't going all that well for us to end that third. So for our guys to come back and really just have an opportunity to win that game, I mean, it was right there for us to take. And, you know, Helan just did a nice job of not allowing that to happen. So it was fun. It was by far the most fun I had. And I think if you ask any one of my guys, they'll tell you it was the most fun they had all year. And that was in a loss. So it just tells you where they came from and how they got there, and hopefully what we can expect to see is as things move forward. Obviously, it's going to be without me, but that was the fun part for me, is to see them finally do what I thought they were capable of doing.
Well, gosh, yeah, and you brought that up there just a couple moments ago, the fact that, yeah, you guys – could have really mailed it in, you know, said, all right, we're down, you know, 8 points or right before half, cut it to 7. Yeah, we're done for the year. We'll just pack it in. Let's not get anybody hurt. Let's go on to the spring sports season, all this kind of stuff. But gosh, yeah, you guys were down 7 in two instances and came back in that ball game. What did it have to take from you guys to get back on the right track in that contest to put your head down and just say, yeah, we're gonna come back in this ball game?
Well, we can go back. One of the reasons we were even allowed to stay in the game is because of our ability to take control of the basketball and control the tempo of the game. You know, we led the world in turnovers this year. I mean, it was disgusting how many turnovers we were averaging per game. Right. And we go into the most important game of the year and we turn it over 4 total times in the game.
Wow.
And that's reason number one why we were there. But reason number two is because we defend, And reason number three is that our guys just simply believe they had a shot. And that's so fun in high school sports. That was what a high school basketball game should be all about. And you were lucky, Daniel. You got to see one on Monday night, and then you got to see one turn out the right way on Tuesday night. So, but that's what high school basketball is about, the competitiveness and the amount of joy that you just saw on both teams. You know, Heland, they were probably supposed to beat us by 15 or 20. Mm-hmm. And to see them even smiling after winning in an overtime game against a team they probably shouldn't have allowed to stay that close, both teams had fun. You know, it's no fun to lose, but you think about it, in tournament play, there's only four teams in the state that end the year on a win.
Right.
And if we're going to lose, and we're going to lose to a good team, that was the way to do it. And you know, after the 21 years in Lamar's, that's a top 10 basketball game that I've coached in. So that tells you how much fun I had. And I think if you talk to the guys, you know, losing isn't fun, but that was a fun game.
Absolutely, yeah, and the atmosphere was great. The fan environment. I mean, it was like you said, it had every makings of just an outstanding high school basketball game, highlighting what the game's all about. And you know, I want to highlight one player in particular. We didn't unfortunately get a whole lot of chance to talk about your seniors on Monday night in our post game chat. But one of those seniors for you seemed to always have a basket ready to go in his back pocket on Monday night. That was Nolan Parmalee. I think he was coming into the game, coach, maybe averaging about 2.5, 3.5 points a game, and he pours in 12 in his last varsity contest. Coach, how big was Nolan for you on Monday night, and just being able to seemingly create shots out of thin air?
Well, that's great that you brought that up, because I was so happy for Nolan and the success that he found. But he was the epitome of just what we've talked about. Nolan, he walked in that game with nothing to lose, and he had all the confidence in the world, and he played like it. I mean, he acted like he wanted the basketball. He absolutely got down and defended. He rebounded well. And, yeah, he made a couple big shots. We needed shots to be made. So that's from a coaching standpoint, that's stuff that makes it all worthwhile to see it all come together. And it was, you know, Nolan, the best game he played in his entire career was the last game he's going to play. And that's something that he'll never forget, and he can be extremely proud of. When, you know, when the stakes were the highest, he was the best.
Dave Irwin with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. A great performance out of him. And, you know, he was the only senior that had a large, you know, impact on the ball game. But I know your other three seniors have had also huge impacts on your team all throughout the year, whether it was, you know, Connor Jalis, who was a big role player for you off the bench, or a couple of posts who didn't maybe always see the playing time they wanted, but still stuck it out. And Dylan Walking Eagle and Caden Milbro. Coach, talk about this senior group on a roster that just didn't have a whole lot of experience, needing some leadership, and you know, having this senior class to look up to.
Well, you know, you take Connor Jalis, for example. He's a football player in a basketball uniform all year long, and Connor could defend. He was strong, and I'll give Connor credit. He played with a lot of confidence. Basketball just probably wasn't his best sport, and that's fine. And Connor was a good teammate. He had a good attitude, and we can go right along with that with Dylan Walking Eagle. Great kid, has fun, loved to be around the guys. You know, there was probably opportunities for Dylan to play because he was big and he was strong, but you know, he wasn't overly quick. And it just so happened this was a year on our schedule where we didn't have a bunch of just interior guys that we had to go defend. We had a lot of pretty versatile guys that we were playing against that played inside out, and that provides just a bad matchup, not only for Dylan, but for Caden Milbrot. And Caden probably saw the short end of the stick of anybody on our team. But you know what? The proudest I was of Dylan, or I'm sorry, of Caden, was the fact that he handled it so well. He was so mature about things, and he understood, you know, this is a short time and for high school sports. sports, and he just wanted to enjoy the fact that he was a part of something. And, you know, he just handled himself so well. I was really impressed with his maturity and how he handled it. And he was just a great teammate. So those are the things that you got to have on teams. You know, sometimes you get individuals that, because they're not seeing the minutes that they want, they turn into cancers on the team where they cause problems and things like that. I didn't experience one single thing of that. And that's from guys that maybe didn't play a bunch on a team that didn't win a bunch. And that's a lot for those guys and for their families to just kind of, not necessarily, you don't accept it, but you get it, you understand it, and you move through it.
Well, absolutely. They stuck it out. They moved through it, and they showed you know, really what it meant to be a Bulldog basketball player under your tutelage. And now the career comes to an end for you as the head coach of the boys basketball team, and you know, another willing body takes over in Cody Deercup, a coach who's obviously had some success over the last few seasons on the girls' side, whether it was an assistant or a head coach. And now, just how excited are you for him to be able to take the reins of the program, to guide it to a new place, and with all this junior talent that's going to be sticking around next year?
You know, I just love the fact that Cody's getting the opportunity. I've known for a number of years, pretty much since Cody came to Lamar's, that, you know, to be a head boys basketball coach was one of his goals. And, you know, the best part about it is not that this is good or bad, but in my eyes, he just reminds me of me 25 years ago with the excitement and the passion and all that sort of stuff. And he's willing to put the time in. He knows what it takes to win games. He knows what he wants. He's got his philosophies, and, you know, he's willing to ask and to get advice and to just, you know, there's no reason to ever reinvent the wheel. I mean, there's a lot of resources out there. I mean, I didn't come up with my philosophy all on my own. It's a mixture of a lot of different people that I had contact with. And Cody, he just reminds me of me 25 years ago, whether that's good or bad or whatever. but for me, I like that just because, you know, I feel like the program's headed in the right direction, and he's going to take care of it, and I can sit back and enjoy basketball from a lot less stressful situation.
You could probably enjoy basketball from a lot less stressful situation. You can enjoy some less stressful options as well with you know, warmer weather coming. Gives you more time for golfing and things like that, I'm sure, as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the first time in however many years over Christmas break, I'm going to get 2 weeks. One of them's probably not going to be in the north. So I'm going to look forward to just relaxing. But I've enjoyed every single minute of my time. And I know that there's going to be times come November next year that I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to wish I probably wasn't where I was, but then I'm going to get to go home and not have to think about anything and remember why I'm where I'm at.
So, absolutely.
But yeah, it's a little bittersweet, but I do know that I made the right decision. I feel really good about everything, and Daniel, I truly, honestly appreciate everything that you have done, and probably most importantly, the support I've gotten from not only the parents and the kids that I've had the opportunity to coach, but the community in general. I was just overwhelmed with the response of the community and the, you know, just the well wishes that I received from so many people. It was really overwhelming and certainly not expected whatsoever. So again, I want everybody to know that, and thank you for 21 fabulous years of your support.
Yeah, well, I think the community would thank you right back for your years of service to the Lamar's Community School District, to the basketball program, and you know, making it the program that it's been, a well respected one here in Northwest Iowa, across the state. And we know you'll be sticking around and still cheering on the Bulldogs as much as you can, Coach. We do appreciate your time, whether it was with me or Denny or whoever you ended up talking to on the Coach's Corner on our pre and post game interviews, things like that. We do appreciate it as always. Best of luck in your next endeavor, and we'll hopefully still be seeing you around a little bit as well.
Hey, I truly appreciate it, Daniel. And let's just give one little reminder that there's kind of a big game tonight. And
yes.
My best wishes go out to Coach Langle and Galen. And what a great way to send Coach Langle off is get him down to the state tournament.
Yeah, we would love that result. No better way than to snap a 40-year state tournament drought by sending Coach Langle off with that this season. So should be a fun game tonight. Coach, again, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. We'll take a break and wrap up the Coach's Corner after this on KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamar's. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamar's, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner for another Saturday right here on KLEM Radio. And this program, all throughout the basketball season, has been brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks, as always, to the coaches that join us, Cody Deercup and Dave Irwin, for joining us on this edition of the Coach's Corner. We're, again, going to hope to have maybe two more Coach's Corner programs with Mike Langle. The plan would be, assuming they win tonight, would be to have one more to kind of recap the sub-state final and preview the state tournament. It'll be a quicker edition of the Coach's Show, not the full hour, of course. And then if they make the state tournament, of course, we'll have one more to kind of recap all that and put a bow on this season with Coach Langle. So that's what could be coming up with the Coach's Corner here the next couple of weeks. We love having this program extend into March. Should be fun. Again, make sure you tune in tonight. Like Coach Irwin mentioned, there's a big game at Lamar's Community. It is Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's in the sub-state final boys basketball. We'll have all the coverage starting around 6:40 or so. Tip-off's at 7 o'clock. Right here on KLEM Radio. But that does it for another Coach's Corner program. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to our coaches for joining us, as they do each and every Saturday. For all of us at KLEM Radio, for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg. We'll talk to you later tonight with the sub-state final. Until then, have a great rest of your Saturday.